It's time for our Voice of the Valley here on AM 1490 KOVC and now on 96.3 FM. And we've got several guests here today. We've got Jennifer Feist, who, of course, is the Economic Development Director. And, of course, we've got the business owners of Blush Boutique, Brian and Penny Walla, are with us today. And we're going to talk about FlexPace. And I'm going to have Jennifer start out first about FlexPace. This business in Valley City is very successful due to this program. Jennifer.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Good to be here with you today. As you mentioned, we have got Brian and Penny Walla, who is one of the recipients of our FlexPace program. It's a program that's been very, very successful in Valley City, Barnes County. And so far, our numbers, we have 65 projects on the books, and the Development Corporation has invested over $1.5 million, and that's leveraged another $4.5 million through the Bank of North Dakota. The local funds are a loan, but it's very patient loan funds. It sets out there anywhere from, say, 5 to 10 years, a maximum of 10 years, and we're able to reduce the interest rate to a borrower to as low as 1%. But the $4.5 million that we've been able to pick up through the Bank of North Dakota is a grant. And those funds are distributed over a period of time. So as you mentioned, Brian and Penny are one of the recipients. It's exciting. It's a good example of the kind of work that we can do without investing a substantial amount of money. But then we're able to leverage what they've been able to do. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to have Penny and Brian talk a little bit about their business, the effectiveness of the program. And it's just one of the examples of things that we've been able to do throughout the community in terms of service and retail. And then we've also engaged in multifamily housing rehab as well as new. So Brian and Penny, if you just want to talk a little bit about your business and your vision and what you've done and the effectiveness of the program for you, I think that'd be great just to encourage other people who might be interested to step forward.
Thanks, Jennifer. Penny and I, when we came up with the idea, of course, the thought process went to opening a retail boutique and then the location. And I guess the first step in the decision process was to go to Valley City Development Corporation, talk with the Chamber of Commerce. And then also I talked to one of the bank officers, loan officers at Bank Forward too. And through all three of those entities, we gained a lot of assistance and help in getting this business started. We found out about FlexPace. Mm-hmm. And besides our own personal funds, what FlexPace offers us, it's a great low interest way of Penny and I doing something that we couldn't afford on our own, but FlexPace enabled us to give the community Blush what it looks like today. Penny will talk about, you know, a little bit more about the Valley City and how they really supported our business.
Investing in Valley City is worth it. I can't say that enough. Valley City has a good market for retail and supports business owner vision, especially when it enhances the town. Brian and I wanted to do this right. We wanted the classy building, yet the personal service every customer desires. We wanted a very particular appeal, not only to our customers, but also to enhance the downtown corridor. I guess the thing that we learned is that when we invested in Valley City, the result is that current Valley City and surrounding area customers embrace and invest in us.
Our continual vision for Blush has been to provide customers with high-class clothing, and all of that at a reasonable rate for the customer. We intentionally keep our overhead low, and that's to the benefit of the customer ultimately. I guess the proof of what FlexPace did for us in improving a building in downtown Valley City is just come and visit, capture the feel, capture the look. And I guess what excites me the most is that there are other downtown businesses who want to do the same thing as us. And FlexBase enables the business owner to really capture that investment in Valley City. And like what Penny said, that the investment is totally worth it. Read some of our Facebook reviews about what customers say about Blush. It's not only the clothing, but it's the whole experience, about the look and the feel that FlexBase gave us. So I invite you to look us up on Facebook. It's Blush Boutique. We also have a website, blushoncentral.com. Our hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and then Saturdays we're open from 10 to 2. Thank you for this time, and thank you for the opportunity to really share the story about what FlexPace did for us and how it benefited us so much.
And Blush is just a good example of how we can leverage funds. So if there's another business who is interested, we invest throughout the community. 36 of our projects are service and retail businesses. And then we've engaged, as I said, in multifamily and childcare, things like that. You know, people can stop at the office if they would like to. You know, it's something that we're proud of. We've invested in all kinds of projects, large and small.
Very good. Thanks for joining us again. That's Jennifer Fleiss, who's the Valley City Barnes County Director of Economic Development, and of course, Penny and Brian Waller, the owners of Blush Boutique, here on our Voice of the Valley here on KOVC.